This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Elaine Grant, in for Ryan Warner. Let's say you have the flu. You could get treated within a few hours and pay nothing at the emergency room, or make an appointment at a doctor's office, wait a few weeks, and pay a $20 copay. It's logical to choose the ER, and that's what happened in Oregon in 2008 when they expanded Medicaid. Visits to the ER there skyrocketed. To find out what this could mean for Colorado and its thousands of new Medicaid recipients, we're joined by Dr. Catherine Baker from Harvard School of Public Health, who studied what happened in Oregon, and Judy Zerzan, Chief Medical Officer at Colorado's Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you for having me.
And Judy?
Thank you. This is great.
Catherine, your study focused on people who were new to Medicaid. They hadn't previously had health insurance. How much more often did they go to the emergency room after they enrolled in Medicaid?
People who gained access to Medicaid went to the emergency department about 40% more often than the control group that was uninsured. And our study included about 25,000 people in the greater Portland metro area. And the reason we focused on that group of people was a strange set of policy circumstances in Oregon. They had a waiting list for their Medicaid program for low-income adults, and they drew names from that waiting list by lottery. So that gave us a chance to have a real randomized controlled trial. And that's really the gold standard of scientific evidence.
So 40% sounds like an awful lot. Were the ERs prepared to handle that much of an increase?
Well, we did see people getting treated for a range of different conditions in the emergency department, both emergencies and also, as you mentioned in your introduction, situations where you think patients might be able to get care in another setting, like a primary care office, or situations that were emergencies now, but if they had gotten primary care earlier, they might not have turned into emergencies. So emergency departments did see these extra patients, but it's not clear whether there were other options available to them.
I see. Now, conventional wisdom has it that people who have insurance are going to be less likely to go to the ER. They're more likely to be getting preventative care. So how much of a surprise was this increase?
I think the increase really was surprising to a lot of different people. But I think if you step back and think about the incentives for patients, it might not be so clear that you'd expect them to substitute the doctor's office. The emergency department is free once you have Medicaid, but it could have cost a lot of money if you were uninsured. So patients who were hesitant to go to the emergency department when they were uninsured wouldn't face that cost barrier once they gained access to Medicaid, and that would suggest an increase in emergency department use. And that's just what we saw.
There's some research that shows that people also went to doctors more often. Is that correct?
Yes. And we saw across the board increases in healthcare use. People went to the emergency department more. They went to the hospital more. They used more prescription drugs. They went to the doctor's office more. And this is all consistent with insurance making healthcare more affordable for patients and then patients using care across the board.
Now, your study only lasted 18 months because after that, Oregon expanded Medicaid to everyone, so you lost your control group. Would you expect the trends that you found to continue?
That's a great question and one that our study unfortunately can't answer, which is what would happen over a much longer time period. It's possible that after 5 years of coverage, patients would find different places to get care. They would change their habits about where they got care. The system would change to add more capacity in urgent care clinics or primary care offices. We just don't know what would happen over a longer time period from our study.
Let's bring Judy Zerzan into the conversation again from the Colorado Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing. Judy, were you surprised by the results in this study?
So I wasn't really surprised at all. I think this population that hasn't had insurance before is used to getting its care in the ER. If you don't have a regular place to go to get health care, then the ER tends to be sort of a place that you would go if you're sick to get help. I think that there's also pent-up demand. This population has a lot of chronic conditions, both physical health and behavioral health conditions, and a lot of that care they've been avoiding because they can't afford it. And the third reason is that it can be hard to find a primary care provider. If you don't know where to look, it can be difficult to find someone that can get you in for an appointment in a timely fashion.
I just want to clarify, is it really their usual source of care if the increase went up 40% to the ER?
before they had insurance, there would be a pretty big cost to them in terms of they'd get a big bill from the ER for their visit. And with Medicaid, they wouldn't. And so there's probably some incentive there for people to not go to the ER and to defer care when they don't have insurance, that then once they have insurance, it feels a little bit better or a little bit easier to go to the ER if you're feeling sick because you won't get a big bill.
And it's worth noting that we saw an increase in the share of people who had access to a usual place of care. About 50% more of the people who had Medicaid had a usual source of care, like a doctor's office or a clinic, than the uninsured group.
So what you're saying is there was an increase in the number of people who went to the ER, and then there were also people who got on Medicaid who signed up with a primary care physician or found a usual clinic to go to. In other words, both of these healthcare sources got visited more often.
Yes. So it's not that people were going to the emergency department because none of them had anywhere else to go. They were going to the emergency department more often, but they were also more likely to have a primary care physician. And this could go along with a story that some doctors tell, that if they have patients with conditions or symptoms that they find concerning but aren't quite sure what to do with, they might tell the patient to go to the emergency department, and the patient might be more likely to follow up on that advice if he or she has insurance and doesn't worry about facing a big bill.
Judy Zerzan from the state of Colorado. Clearly, we're looking at very big increases in people using healthcare across the board, as Catherine from Harvard has said. Just looking at ER use, if the same thing were to happen in Colorado, is the state prepared for that kind of an influx? Are the state's hospitals capable of handling thousands more patients in the ER?
Here in Colorado, we have a program called the Accountable Care Collaborative, or the ACC. And that's a program whose main design is to improve people's health and to reduce the costs of Medicaid. We put that program into place in 2011. We think that that program is going to help people use their care in the most effective way.
And I should say a care coordinator is kind of a navigator or an agent for the patient. They're sort of holding your hand as you go from this primary care physician to this specialist to the hospital and following through the course of treatment.
That can be a care coordinator. Our care coordinators are a little bit more hands-off than that and not attending patient appointments necessarily, although they may in some cases, but they're more of an umbrella kind of care in terms of helping connect people to social services that they might need, helping connect people to appointments, answering questions, things like that.
And that sort of thing then is designed to keep people out of the hospital, keep people out of the ER. Do you know whether it works?
So we expanded our Medicaid population in the April of 2012, and we just did a very small pilot at that time. And as we took care of that population in our Accountable Care Collaborative, we found that they weren't as expensive as we thought they were going to be. And part of that may be from the care coordination and the patient education that those organizations are helping us with.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Elaine Grant. Tens of thousands of Coloradans have signed up for Medicaid in recent months. Insurance coverage for most of them started this month. The conventional wisdom is that getting more people covered by insurance will lower the number of visits to emergency rooms and shrink the cost of health care. But a recent study in Oregon found the opposite happened. We're talking with Catherine Baker from Harvard School of Public Health, one of the study's lead authors, and Judy Zerzan joins us to talk about what Colorado's doing to make sure that doesn't happen here. She's chief medical officer at Colorado's Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing. Okay, so let's get back to the ER use. That's the real crux of the matter, right? And throughout the whole discussion of healthcare reform over the last few years, there's been a lot of discussion of keeping patients out of the emergency room, except for emergencies, because it's so expensive. I think what people really want to know is Colorado going to get an influx of Medicaid patients into the ER anytime soon?
There probably will be some increase in ER visits, but I think it will probably be smaller potentially than what was seen in this study, because we have some of these, this Accountable Care Collaborative in place. ER use is a really complicated issue because a lot of ERs advertise no waiting or 2 minutes to get in waiting time in our ER. There's a lot of urgent care places places that are located in stores and things like that. And so it's a really difficult problem to address.
Let's go back to Catherine Baker at Harvard. Catherine, from your perspective as a public health researcher, is it fair to project your findings in Oregon to the expansion going on now in Colorado?
I think you have to be really cautious in extrapolating from any one state at any one point in time to changes in another state or time. That said, I think the evidence that came out of the Oregon study is the best evidence that we have. I also want to emphasize that emergency department use is clearly an important piece of information for policymakers to have, but it's one of many. Then there are benefits to beneficiaries that have to be weighed against those costs.
Well, in fact, let's talk about that, because clearly there were some benefits to the health of these Medicaid recipients. What did you find?
Yeah, we looked at two different types of benefits so far. One that I think is underappreciated in the debate about expanding Medicaid is the financial benefits to enrollees. Insurance isn't just supposed to get you access to needed health care. It's also supposed to keep you from getting evicted from your apartment because you have a medical bill that you have to pay and therefore you can't pay your rent. And we found that when people got Medicaid, there was a dramatic drop in catastrophic out-of-pocket medical expenses for them. A 25% drop in the odds of having an unpaid medical bill sent to collection, a big decline in having to borrow money or skip paying other bills because of medical expenses. So beneficiaries were on much more stable financial footing once they got access to insurance.
So Catherine, there were some financial benefits that you found. What about the health benefits?
We looked at both mental health and physical health outcomes, and we saw a big reduction in depression. About 30% fewer of the Medicaid beneficiaries suffered from depression than those in the control group. And that's a huge improvement in mental health for a population that suffers from a high mental health burden. Depression is really prevalent in this population, so that's a big improvement. There was also a big improvement in self-reported physical health. People said that they were much more likely to be in good or excellent health instead of fair or poor health. But what we did not see was any measurable improvement in some important physical health conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes. We did find that people were more likely to have their diabetes diagnosed and were more likely to be taking medication for diabetes, but we didn't see any improvement in blood sugar control or in blood pressure or cholesterol. So I think this suggests that at least within the first 2 years, Medicaid alone was not sufficient to get people to manage those chronic conditions well enough for us to observe physical health improvements.
Judy Zerzan, the governor promised that by expanding the Medicaid population, that would actually save the state money. But if that many more people are using healthcare and particularly going to the emergency room, does that promise still hold true?
It absolutely does, because this population is going to have higher costs at the beginning, but then overall be healthier. So they'll get the care that they need. They'll get their chronic conditions taken care of. They'll get prevention activities to help prevent future healthcare costs. But by providing them healthcare now, and especially providing it within the Accountable Care Collaborative, this will really manage their health much better. There's other studies like on Medicare. People are much more expensive their first year or maybe two on Medicare, often because they haven't had health insurance before. And so they've put off a lot of those things. And then after that first year or two, their health expenditure costs go down, and we expect the same.
So what is the state doing to try to re-educate this population to say, hey, you know, go to a doctor, go to a clinic, don't go to the ER? Is that an explicit effort?
It is an explicit effort. Some of those care coordinators, patient navigator kinds of people are talking to people about when is the appropriate time to use the ER and when should you seek other sources of care. We also have a nurse advice line in Medicaid that is printed on the back of people's ID cards. And so you can call 24 hours a day a nurse and tell them what symptoms you're having, and they can give you advice about whether it's best to make an appointment or best to go to the ER.
Judy, Colorado isn't the only state that's expanding Medicaid. What's one strategy other states are using to address the fact that there is a financial incentive for these patients to just go to the ER?
Some states have tried to put a copayment on non-emergent visits. Other states have tried to either pay a reduced amount for non-emergent visits or
non-emergent,
maybe,
meaning it's not an emergency.
Meaning it's not an emergency. And those strategies, the results have been sort of mixed. It's not clear that that really helps decrease non-emergent use. And in fact, some cases it might decrease emergent use, which then can really get people into trouble.
So, in other words, it's not all about the money.
Right.
Judy Zerzan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And Catherine Baker at Harvard School of Public Health, thank you.
Thank you.
Catherine Baker teaches health economics at Harvard University School of Public Health, and Judy Zerzan is Chief Medical Officer at the Colorado Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing.